Black Friday becomes Black November. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Holiday season is here, that time of year when we gather up our families and focus on the important stuff, like shopping. That time of year started early for one company in particular. Sears Holdings began sales back on November 1st, and it's offering discounts on everything in its Sears and Kmart stores. Why so aggressive? Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
If you ask Sears, like I did, they'll say the month-long bonanza is what their customers wanted. Earlier sales, curbside pickup, rewards points. Others, though, say it's pretty much a desperation move for a company that's been in a long decline. Struggling Sears has managed to stay in business by selling off key brands and real estate and borrowing from its CEO. Now the month-long sale. Neil Saunders is with Global Data Retail.
It needs to put cash in the till so that it remains solvent, and that has been an issue for the company.
Unfortunately, Matt Sargent with the consultancy group Magid says,
price alone doesn't work anymore. That's likely, going to lead them to continue disappointing results in the fourth quarter.
While robust numbers would be great, he says it probably won't have a huge effect on the company's overall downward spiral. Is this its last holiday season? Ron Friedman of Markham says,
we've been saying that for the last few years, and yet they stick around.
But he's not bullish. Yeah, Sears has innovated a lot for more than 120 years, but its recent moves are more about staying alive. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down about 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.2% range, with the Dow future up 46 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.35%. Mitsubishi Materials Corporation shares sank 8% today after the Japanese manufacturing giant admitted it had falsified quality data on several of its products that are used in cars and electronics. Multiple divisions within Mitsubishi Materials had, the company said, misrepresented products to make them appear to meet client specifications, when in fact they did not. And of course, here in the U.S., it is Black Friday. The most hardcore bargain hunters have probably by now already wrapped up their shopping, actually. But there will be lines and battles, presumably, for the rest of the day. There will also be disappointments. Those could include a certain popular Lego set that has become hard to come by. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Let's just say that special nephew, the sciencey one, has his heart set on the new Women of NASA Lego set. The one that has Sally Ride, Mae Jemison, and a posable Hubble telescope. Well, good luck with that. Anna Serafin Smith at the National Retail Federation says of shoppers,
they're not only competing with parents, they're competing with collectors and also people just trying to buy it and resell it on eBay.
Often for double the normal price. This dynamic reflects difficult calculations, says Steve Passerb of the Toy Association, the trade group for toy makers and sellers.
Retailers are cautious about not buying more than they can sell, and manufacturers are cautious about not making more than they can sell. And sometimes when a toy becomes very hot, Hatchimals last year was a great example, there's a limited supply.
Which means retailers have to bet on what will be the hot toy, and the rest of us have to fight for it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Citizens in Southern California are not at a loss for banks. There's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase. But if one local politician has his way, residents of Los Angeles will also have a Citibank. No, not that Citibank. I mean, literally, a bank created by the city, otherwise known as a municipal bank. From KPCC, Alex Cohen explains.
LA City Council President Herb Wesson says commercial banks are all about the bottom line, but a city-run bank would be different.
Its mission statement would be to make the city of Los Angeles a better place.
Wesson adds the bank would accomplish that mission by making loans to support local entrepreneurs and affordable housing. The idea came to him from constituents frustrated by situations like the one at Wells Fargo, where millions of fraudulent accounts were opened without customer consent.
If there was ever a right time, I do believe that that time is now.
But creating such a bank will take some time and a lot of money.
A bank has to be capitalized.
Paul Krikorian heads a committee tasked with fleshing out this idea to see if it's feasible. He's considering everything from the legalities to the funding.
The only real source of capitalization for a municipal bank would be the city's own cash deposits as well as the general fund.
He says the city council won't move forward unless there will be a return on investment for local taxpayers. Other cities like San Francisco and Seattle have been looking at the idea of a municipal bank, too.
I think the motivation is noble.
Rodney Ramcharan teaches banking at University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business. He says despite best intentions, the municipal bank idea is rife with problems.
Once the government is involved in banking, it's very difficult to insulate the direction of loans from the politics.
Take, for example, the only state-run bank in this country, Bank of North Dakota. It opened in 1919 to help local farmers, but concentrating so much of its business in one industry did not pan out well.
So when farm prices fell in 1920 and 21, those farmers went bankrupt.
Since then, the Bank of North Dakota has gotten back on its feet, reporting record profits for the past 13 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
Germany does not celebrate Thanksgiving. Newsflash, I know. But Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is becoming a thing there, Deutsche Welle reports. So is Cyber Monday. 16% of Germans last year went online looking for deals on Black Friday. Again, the day after a holiday they do not have. Between that and Cyber Monday, Germans spent around $2 billion last year. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer this week is Brian Allison. And I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.